Hello guys, and you're welcome to another episode of the Innovate Show. In this episode, I'll be discussing about how you can find tech opportunities. So before we go straight into the topic, I want us to understand what is an opportunity. So according to the dictionary defined an opportunity as a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. Now, one thing about me is like, once I see a definition and it appears very confusing at first, I try to break it down to like the smallest bite pieces so I can understand it. So the dictionary said that opportunity is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So let us understand what circumstance mean. So circumstance can mean a fact or condition connected with or relevant to an event or action. So circumstance is like a set of conditions that is connected with a particular event or activity. So now I'm going to relate this to what opportunity is. So you can say that opportunity is a set of events, action that makes it possible to do something. So opportunity is also something that is very favorable for us. So once we see opportunity, it is something that's going to be favorable for whatever decisions I want to take or action. Now, being favorable can be something, it may be favorable for us, might not be like in the present or maybe even in like in the medium term. It can be something of long term. The opportunity is going to serve us like in the long term, and there are some opportunities that are going to serve us as like immediately, so at short term, and there are some that they're just like some medium term opportunity. Basically, that's just the understanding of what opportunity is. Then we need to understand like what are some of these opportunities that a young person can access if a person is willing to take. Now, the first one is access to mentorship programs. So mentorship is a situation where somebody agrees to offer you guidance, show you the way in a particular industry or field. Now, mentorship programs can be with an organization. I know a lot of black organizations, instead of them doing internship, most of them do mentorship where they pair you with one of the top executives in that industry. So mentorship programs can happen that way. Then they can be just like individuals who just feel like they want to give back to the society. They can agree to mentor you. Then also you can also reach out to some people that like you see online, or somebody that you know the person is very good at his field and the person can just agree to mentor you for a particular period. So those are examples of mentorship programs. Then we have internships and volunteering exercise at a company of repute. So internships, we all know internships can be paid or it cannot be paid. So internship is where you get to practicalize whatever skills you are, or if you're looking to build like professional experience, then internship like is one right opportunity for you. Then volunteering exercise. So like volunteering is not paid. It's also an avenue to build your experience, but volunteering is not paid. Internship can be paid and it cannot be paid. Mostly internships are usually paid. Internships are supposed to be paid. Then the next type of opportunity a young person can access is access to funds for impact project, academic study and research. So if you're trying to access funds for some of your self-initiated projects, too, if you're working on building a particular piece of software, I know you need investors. If you're a little bit about academic and research, so I know a lot of people that into AI, like on the academic level, often apply for grants, often apply for fellowship studies and stuff like that, just to be able to like get access to funds to be able to work on their research project and all. So academic study too. So that's for research project. Then academic study in the sense that if you want to like travel to certain locations to like learn, maybe you want to go and learn like robotics engineering in Harvard, so stuff like that. So you can also access those type of opportunities. Then the next we have is competitions. So competitions are like series of your competitions are like an event that are designed to like developers to strive to become the best. Let me also say that way. So competitions get us a lot of publicity and helps us be experienced too. So competitions can be in various formats, it can be online, it can be physical. It just depends on like how the competition is being designed and how you are also approaching the competitions. Then another type of opportunities that a young person can access is courses or training programs. So you can find opportunities for courses. So you like a course that is like worth about $1,000 or so, you can find it very cheap, or you can have like free access to it. I was speaking with one of my friends recently and he was telling me of how he took a cyber, I'm forgetting the name of this, of the organization, but it's like, I think it's a large organization in cyber security niche. So he took that exam and I think he passed. Then they gave him access to a course that cost about 3 million naira. So he said like that was one of the benefits of him passing that particular exam. So you can get access to courses like that. Then you can also get access to training programs. So training programs, like programs that help speed your skills. I think a good example of training programs, not exactly like a training program, but I feel like it's a community that can help train you easily, is Interaction Design Foundation. Although it's like a place to take courses, but I also find it as a training program because there are like a lot of resources there that can train you about user experience design. And yeah, just basically like user experience design. Then the next is community or fellowship program. So you can gain access to communities. So there are a lot of paid and free communities online, but I think nowadays a lot of people do a lot of paid communities. So communities about anything, like communities about tech, there are communities about marketing and stuff like that, and also fellowship programs. So example of this community can be like DSC group. So like if you're part of DSC group, like Google Developer Society, so that's like part of community, so you can have like opportunity to be part of that community. Then also fellowship programs. So fellowship programs, maybe fellowship programs about academic, tech, anything. There are just a lot of fellowship programs out there that you can join. So I think my own personal experience, I already have like an opportunity to join a particular community, was when I had the opportunity to join the Google Developer Society. So I don't know, like I think sometimes this year I met a friend of mine in the university and we're just discussing. I didn't even really know him because my friend knew him, so he just came one day and he was just talking to my friend. Then I also jumped into their conversation. We're just talking basically about personal branding and development, and I just jumped into the conversation. Then I told him that, man, I'm doing UI design, and I was like, oh, you do UI design? I said, yeah. So the guy does, he's also a developer too. Yeah, we just started relating about some concepts, and I don't know, down the line I think I started attended one of his classes, because the Google DSC in the university were organizing like a bootcamp. So I attended the bootcamp, not so often, like I think twice or thrice. Basically I used to go there just to, I don't know, they have power source there, I just go there to put on my, to charge my laptop, so, and also use the opportunity to listen to the classes. So I was usually in the classes and I was always interacting. Then I think sometimes during the pandemic he just messaged me that I should join the Google Developer Society, and the community is not so, it's not like very large, but like it's a really good community of designers and developers and like people who are actively developing. So that's like an example of community. So we have people there come, like I know they brought in Benjamin Dada. So they have like there's a lot of resources that they share there, and they also access to internships and also how to like go about your personal branding and stuff like that. So basically that's also what happens when you are a part of the community. So for training programs too, if you are in the training program, I feel training programs help you, especially paid training programs, they help you to be like particular skills. So I'm trying to, yeah, there are a lot of training programs like nowadays, now like a lot of companies now just set up training programs and they are usually paid, and like I think that them being paid makes sense too, because I feel like you can get a lot of value from being paid. You can get a lot of value from when you pay for stuff like this, because you know that you make a certain level, you've made like a certain level of commitment there, so it's very good. Then the next is access to funds and impact projects. I've already explained this. So how can you find these opportunities? The first place that you can find these opportunities are so these resources are resources that I have used, and I find these resources very useful because I think for over 2 or 3 years I've known about these resources because I had attended an event. So the speaker was sharing like some of these powerful resources that he used to be able to travel to about 3 countries in Africa, and also worked in like a global development company in India. So mostly these opportunities there are like mostly for research, study, travel, but there are a lot of tech related opportunities there also as well. So like these are like some of the verified sources that I know that are actually good. There might be also other sources, but like these are some of the sources that based on my experience and research that I've been able to gather. Then also, if you have like other resources, you can just go on the Instagram page and go to the area of this particular episode and just put in whatever resources that you've been using or you find very useful. Then the first one of them is Opportunity Desk. So Opportunity Desk posts a lot about internship conferences. They even post a lot about like if you applications to join some development groups. They just post a lot of opportunities essentially, and there are a lot of tech related opportunities also. They also post a lot of tech related opportunities there. So I think I was like going through, so when I was making my research, I was just going through the platform. Like I rarely go to the platform because I have other means of engagement. I subscribe to their newsletter, so they send me a lot of opportunities all the time to my newsletter. But I just said I should just go to the website. So when I was on the website, I started seeing like some things that I might have not noticed, or they might not have sent to my mail. I was like, okay. So I saw some scholarships on Google, I saw scholarships on data journalism, I saw scholarships on AI. So there are a lot of tech scholarships there that you can access. Not just scholarships, conferences. I saw travel, Google travel conferences, grants. I saw a lot of things about tech. I saw free research study for digital journalism and areas like that. So Opportunity Desk is one good platform that you can access or you can find opportunities. Then the next one is opportunitiesforyouth.org. So Opportunities for Youth essentially is designed for youth. So they're going to help create opportunities that are within the age bracket of, I think, 18. But I'm not sure the limit, but I believe that the limit should be 30. So if you're a young person and you're looking for opportunities, scholarships, conferences, travel opportunities, you can basically go to Opportunities for Youth. You can go to opportunitiesforyouth.org. Then the next we have is DevWise. So this DevWise, I just recently found about them. So I'm not so sure about the platform, but it's also like a very interesting platform to find opportunities. I also visited the website and they post a lot about internships, volunteer experience. They also provide conferences, conference opportunities, travel opportunities, and all of that. Then the next we have is Profolo. So Profolo is like it's a platform for fellowships. So I was talking about like examples of opportunities and I talk about fellowship. So what Profolo, what they do is like they post a lot about fellowship, how to join some fellowship programs, and most of these fellowship programs can be like academic based, but there are also some tech fellowship programs they post about. So you know, like tech can also be academic. So like if you are, there are some like interesting areas in tech that like they're just like they've made it look academic. So areas like data science, artificial intelligence, these areas now like there are a lot of people that are constantly conducting research about this. So you can join like a fellowship program. So if you're looking for a fellowship program, you can just access Profolo. Then the next we have is World Youth Foundation. So World Youth Foundation is also like Opportunities for Youth. So they also help curate opportunities that are relevant for young person. So you can just jot that down, and then you can also visit these 5 platforms I mentioned. So we have Opportunity Desk, opportunities for youth. We have DevWise, Profilo, and World Youth Foundation. Now, I'm going to mention two more that I also find very useful to find opportunities. And the next, like the top, at the top is going to be LinkedIn. LinkedIn is like a very awesome platform. It's a very, very awesome platform to find opportunities. Opportunities can come in, like I said, in different formats, different ways, not just like a particular means. So opportunities come in different ways. So LinkedIn like helps serve that purpose, because you can find, I don't know, basically anything. Most of these opportunities that I talked about, example of those opportunities I can talk about, you can just find them on LinkedIn. And one thing about LinkedIn is just that you want to ensure that you are following the right set of people that you know that can provide you access to LinkedIn. And also, if you're like somebody in tech, I highly recommend that you build a personal brand on LinkedIn. I think it's very good, because LinkedIn makes it very easy for you to connect with people and for you to engage with people. So LinkedIn is like a very good platform. Then the next we have is Upwork. Now, the reason I'm saying Upwork, I know some people might understand what Upwork is and what Upwork is not, is that Upwork is a marketplace, a freelance marketplace to like sell your skills. Yeah, basically to sell your skills. There's nothing there. So you sell your skills, then you help solve clients' problem. And why I put Upwork there is because now when you're selling your skills, you get some certain type of clients that can help you or provide you access to opportunities. Now, you know, I define opportunities as a set of event or action that makes it possible for you to do something. So your clients can also be like an opportunity for you. So like basically, maybe if you're learning something cool about how you could integrate machine learning onto an app, and like you have a client that you found on Upwork, you can pitch this to the client that, man, look, this is your app that we're trying to design, why not allow us to introduce deep learning into it, and so on and so forth. So Upwork, I find Upwork as a very useful platform too. And also maybe because of, I personally have used Upwork and I've seen a number of opportunities from the platform too. And so I also believe that Upwork is also essential. It's also an essential place to find opportunities. So you, all of these platforms, you can just help you, like I hope like you can just take note of them, and you can just search them on Google. Just go to Google search and you see resources about it, and you can like just sign up. I'm going to show you like a trick on how you can ensure that you don't miss any opportunities that this platform posts all the time through your Facebook account. So that will like be later on. Then I'll talk about another means of like finding opportunities, and is, you know, I mentioned about LinkedIn. The next thing will be about like social media. Social media is like a very good place to find opportunities. It's like a very good place. Now, when finding this opportunity, if you're trying to find opportunities on social media, you just want to make sure that you're following the right set of people. So you don't want to crowd. You don't want to ensure that like your social media following is just crowded with a lot of people with different range of ideas. It's also good to like have like something like that, but I would just advise you that if you're trying to actively find opportunities there, don't just follow like a lot of people. Just follow specific accounts that you know that can provide you value or can provide you access to this opportunity. So on Instagram I try to follow like all of these platforms. I follow their Instagram account because most of the times they also post most of the opportunities that is on their website, also on their Instagram account. So I also follow them on Instagram so that I won't be able to miss all of these posts. Then on Twitter, there are people that I follow. There's one of my role models like that, Fashionati Damilola. So he talks a lot about opportunities and development. So he used to post a lot. I know he posted a lot of opportunities, but most of his tweets are usually centered around personal development and so. But once in a while, he posts a lot about a lot of opportunities. They may not be like tech inclined, but like sometimes he also shares some tech inclined opportunities. So I find Fashionati Damilola very useful on Twitter. Then Moments with Brent, too. She also posts like a She also posts like a lot of opportunities. I'm not even certain if it's a she or a he, but like, I know that the account posts like a lot of opportunities there. Like, most of the opportunities cannot be like tech related, but I believe that she posts a lot of opportunities about scholarships. And one thing about scholarships is that scholarships can give you like the access to study some of these tech related courses like you want to do. So I also find that to be also very useful. Then the next we have is community. And your community, like I was explaining about the DSA community, I also find like communities like that very useful, because when you're in a community, communities are like people that you have like shared interests, like you guys do the same thing physically, you have the same ideology, but maybe not the same ideology, but you guys have like a common goal or a common interest. So that common interest helps, like you guys begin to share resources among yourself. So for instance, one community I know that is actively contributing like to tech development and opportunities is DXC Group. So that's the Google Developers Society. So that's like a very good place to access opportunities. When you're part of a group like that, you can have people that are going to share your resources, share your links that you can use access all of this opportunity. And there's also Startup Grind. So I don't know. I know of Startup Grind in Lagos and Ibadan. I'm not totally aware of other locations, but I know Startup Grind is also like a very good community to join to access all these opportunities. And Startup Grinds are like mostly about tech too. They are mostly about tech too. So they do other things, but like tech is one of them, anyways. So Startup Grind is also like one useful way, like one useful community to join them and help you access all this opportunity. Now, so now that you know what opportunity is, examples of opportunities, and like where you can access these opportunities, what are you going to do? Like, what should you do when you get this opportunity? And like, the first time we tell anybody when trying to access an opportunity is that just make sure that you are prepared. Ensure that you are prepared enough to capitalize on that opportunity. There's this saying that opportunity comes once in a lifetime, something like that. So like, you want to ensure that you are very prepared. You are very prepared to capitalize on that opportunity, or just to maximize that opportunity. So if you are doing anything, if you are into web development, if you are into programming, before you go straight into the opportunity, make sure that you've prepared enough, you've built experience enough for you to capitalize on that opportunity, so that once that opportunity comes, you can grab it with your force. So you can ensure that you put in all the effort to get prepared, do all the relevant skills in that niche, so that once that opportunity comes, once that once in a lifetime opportunity comes, it might not come immediately, but once that lifetime opportunity comes, it's something that you can maximize immediately. So you want to ensure that you get prepared enough, build those relevant skills, build those experience, so that once those opportunity comes, you don't miss it. And well, I begin to understand that life can be very interesting. It can be an interesting place. Sometimes some opportunity comes and you don't maximize it, they come and go. That's life. You learn. And one thing about opportunity is that if you're not actively looking for it, you're not going to find it. So you have to make sure that you're actively looking for those opportunities. So you don't just want to be very complacent and say, oh, you're expecting the opportunity to come. So if you're actively finding it, you're going to like see it. There's this biblical quote that I think Jesus mentioned, that if you seek, I don't know, I've forgotten the code, but I know there's this particular biblical that if you knock, the door will be open for you. So you have to be actively finding this opportunity. So you just want to be very complacent with it. So if you've seen like you've missed a series of opportunities, you just don't want to just give up like that. You just want to also like try and find opportunities. And I mentioned like various means that you can find this opportunity. So you just have to be actively finding these opportunities. Then if you are not prepared, enough, and if you find an opportunity and you know you're not prepared enough for that opportunity, then what I want to say is that the next thing that you can do is that make sure that you give it your very best. Your very best. And like, do your optimal best to ensure that you capitalize on that opportunity. Either it works or it does not work. Either you become successful or you don't become successful. The most important thing is that you just give it your very best. Your very best. Not like, not 90%, not 50%, not 70%, 100% best. 100% best. Because once you give your 100% best, either you are able to maximize that opportunity or not, you know that you need to the best of your ability. So that is why one crucial thing that I believe that you can do when you are trying to assess when you get these opportunities. Now, one important thing that I think is important to note is that it's not every opportunity that is for you. So not every opportunity that is for you. So like, if you find an opportunity and that is very interesting, that opportunity may not be for you. It may be for you, but maybe you are not just ready at a particular moment to access that type of opportunity. So maybe you are learning. I see a lot of people like they'll be learning, like they are still trying to like build experience in like maybe front end development, and they quickly see like something about going and applying in Google, and they just quickly jump on it and just apply and just think like, just be magic. You have like 3 months in. You have like 3 months of experience coding. You're not even so good yet, and you think that Google will just pick you. Except like if like I said, some series of circumstances happen anyways, but like it's going to be very rare for Google to just pick like that. So not every opportunity is for you. So you have to develop that sense of self-awareness to understand all of this. And I talked about like when you know that this opportunity for, like I feel like if you're self-aware anyways, you're able to know how to look at these opportunities and just know that, well, that this opportunity is not for me, and you just move on to the next thing. It so helps you to focus and just clear your head from any sort of, you know, distraction that may come up from maybe either losing that type of opportunity. So like, that's one important thing that I think that you need to know. So now there's one social media app that I'm going to tell you that you can use with social media app, let's say Facebook app, that you can use to ensure that you get access to opportunities all the time. So now if you use Facebook a lot, all of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, I talked about Opportunity Desk, Opportunities for Youth, Profilo, and all of that. Now this app, I got to know about this app around 2017 and has been pretty useful to me, because I also use this app like almost all the time when I'm trying to access opportunities. When you go to Facebook, now you're going to search for opportunities. Let's use Opportunity Desk for example. You're going to search for Opportunity Desk. Now once you search for Opportunity Desk, go to the page, like the Facebook page, go there, then click on like. And once you like that page, now go to the page settings. So there's a place that you find page settings, like can't, well, it's just three pieces of dots. Click on that three pieces of dots that you see on that Facebook page. Once you click on it, then you see where you can edit that page settings. Now click, put that page settings as favorite. Click, ensure that you just ensure that you set that page settings as a favorite page. Now the reason why you want to favorite that page is because you're going to see that page first. So if you open Facebook anytime, that page, once that page posts like any content, you're going to see that post first. So that's the essence of like that app. So if Opportunity Desk post any opportunity, you can never miss it again, because you've already set it as favorite and you're going to see their first post every time. So maybe it's like it's within 20 weeks you've not opened Facebook. When you open Facebook, within that 20 weeks, the amount of posts that Opportunity Desk have put on their platform, you're going to see it first before you begin to see any other opportunities. And I feel like it's a very good way for you to find opportunities, because now all you see are just opportunities first. Then you just know that, oh man, this opportunity, I don't want to go there, I don't want to go to waste. Even if you cannot apply for these opportunities, you can be like a source of sharing. You can share it with people that you know that can find it useful. Like one thing I do is, like if I see an opportunity and I find like this opportunity is interesting, or I have a friend that I feel that can also be useful to him, I'll just send it to him. Like, it doesn't do anything to me. I even find it very interesting because it's, when I share opportunities with other people, like, it motivates me to also apply for that type of opportunity. So I also think like that's a very, very good way for you to like get access to opportunities immediately. And also you can also be like a source of sharing. So you don't want to hold on to all this opportunity. Then another app I'm trying to build is to have like an opportunities list. So like your own personal opportunities list. You can use Google Drive, your Google Excel for this. Just have like an Excel sheet of where you have like list. When you find any opportunities, even if you're not going to apply for it, you can just put it in this list. Just increasing these opportunities. You can set like the deadline of these opportunities, and you can also set like either a section of the Excel sheets to know if you have applied for the or not for the opportunities. So like that's just a very simple app, and it's also something that can like keep yourself in check, because okay these are opportunities that are created over time, okay these are the set of opportunities that I've applied. Well, maybe because of I like a little bit of like data, I like being organized and like being data oriented. So like these are things that can help you when you are reviewing your goals, you're reviewing your personal development, stuff like that. So these are some areas that you can use. So one thing that I've done now recently is like I've gone on to create a Telegram page for the Innovate Show. So I'm going to add the Telegram page to the Teacher page link. So those that's the Innovate Show page.ng. I'm not so sure, but I know that there's now, or you can just, if you want to find the Telegram page, I've created the Telegram page. I'm going to add the Telegram page. Just go to bit.ly/ENUCP. That's good. You're going to find like the access to the Telegram page for you to join the Innovate Show Telegram page. So once you are there, I'll very like curate a lot of opportunities that I find over time in that particular Telegram group. So you can join the group, and I've made the group very easy for you to find these opportunities. So now if you're looking for any opportunity in machine learning, you can also go on that place and just search machine learning. Then if it's courses, if it's internships, if it's scholarships, if it's academic grants, you find it there. So just go to the search history and search for it, machine learning, anything. I've just make it very easy to you. What I've done over time is I've created those opportunities and just kept it there, and I've also tagged them easily so you can find them. So if you want to learn anything about PHP, if the course, just type PHP, then you'll see all the PHP resources on the Telegram group. And I'm also, the Telegram group is going to be open for a while. Well, I think for start, till we get like maybe 20 to 30 members, it's going to be open, so yeah, people can easily communicate and share resources about themselves. And it's going to be open over time, but like over time we're going to be developing like guidelines on how people can communicate in the future, because we want people to be active and also to be like to be responsible on a group chat, so people can just hear like a relevant message. So if you're interested in like accessing this Telegram group, just go to bit.ly/ENUTP. And also if you are unable to find this link, just go to our Instagram page. Once you're on the Instagram page, you're going to see where you can access this Telegram page. So I really hope you guys are there. I've just made it easy for you. I've taken the problem of you accessing like all of these platforms and finding opportunities. I've just bring it right to your doorstep on Telegram, like, which is very, very easy. And you know, quickly Telegram makes it very easy for you to like get notification all the time, so there's no need to stress about finding, or like no need for you to stress in going to all these platforms. Like, it's just right on your doorstep on your Telegram page that you can access these opportunities. So I really do hope that you find today's episode very interesting, and thank you for listening.